The Music Lesson by Victor Wooten. 1. Groove. A true musician plays music first and only uses particular instruments as tools by which to do so. The music is inside you, not the instrument. Like learning English, the two elements that allow for mastery to come are surrounding yourself with it and jamming with those who are masters at it. You should never lose the groove in order to find a note. Find the groove even before you start playing. People generally feel music before they listen to it anyway. Hear and feel the groove first, then allow yourself to become part of music. Groove before you play. 2. Notes. If you stopped playing notes, music would still exist. Notes are only a small part of music. There are no wrong notes because 7 out of 12 are correct anyway, and the others can resolve to a nearby note or take you in a new direction. You can massage the notes to make even mistakes sound right. Listen to the notes. They may have something to tell you. You can make any note sound right by not relying on notes and adding the other elements that are to follow. 3. Articulation and duration. Sometimes an interval that sounds harsh can sound good just by changing the octave or the context, meaning if you add other notes, such as making a minor second into the 9 and 3 of a minor ninth chord, or even the way it's played, which is articulation, or how long it's held, which is duration. Every type of music has its own style of articulation that can be appreciated more deeply. Music is spiritual because it can be experienced as beauty, but it is intangible and invisible. You can know the spirit of a tune by looking at the chart as a whole, and you can know the spirit of the musician by playing or listening to the tune. Music is highly individual, and like beauty, it lives inside you, and you impress its qualities on whatever you choose. 4. Technique. Just like a radio that must tune in to a specific frequency before it can transmit audio, yet it doesn't produce the sounds itself, we must use concentration to develop good technique, which allows freedom of expression, and yet also let go while playing in order to allow the music to come through us and remain in the zone of pure flow. Therefore, a musician must, in addition to focused concentration, practice not concentrating with things like meditation, spending time in nature, daydreaming, visualization, etc. Techniques are tools and not the end results, so focus on them only long enough to find the best way of doing things, and then turn your attention back to feeling the music. Spending too much time practicing technique can also be avoided by simply convincing yourself that you can already do what you were setting out to do. Wholeheartedly, not just believe, but know that you can do it, and focus on the exact movements required, and then let it go and put your attention back on the music itself. Don't keep yourself stuck. 5. Emotion. Emotion is a very powerful force that people will respond to when they feel it in music, because the artist's and the audience's emotion blend together. Music touches people's emotions in a way that nothing else can. Music is a language that all can understand. It goes beyond and breaks down barriers. This makes the musician very powerful, and with power comes responsibility. So fans don't feel any competition because music allows them to blend their emotions without fear of ridicule or shame. Similarly, musicians should set the intention of making a positive difference by striving to make all music better, not just their music. Strive to make all life better, and you will have all of life's powers backing you. Recognize that you don't create music. It was already there. You just uncovered it. Follow the current of your heart, and you will remember how to play musically. Become music's ally with pure intention and emotion. 6. Dynamics. Most musicians think the louder they play, the more emotion there is. And actually, it is the other way around. Example, bass pedal up 2 octaves with volume way down just before the soloist reaches his or her peak, and then descending while crescendoing and then into the original groove can form a vacuum right in the middle of the music, and the soloist will stand out big time. And when the groove comes back in, the audience will be loving it without even knowing why. 7. Rhythm and tempo. Music is alive, and if you treat her that way, she will speak to you. You will feel her pulse. Smile. It helps you relax and keep the beat. Practice with the click of the metronome on different parts of the beat. Play with a drum machine and then silence the 4th bar, for example, if it's a 4-bar pattern. Or silence bars 3 and 4, or even 2, 3, and 4, or even everything except the first beat of the 1st bar only. Play with A, groove only, B, groove plus fills, C, solo only, D, not playing at all, just feeling the pulse and knowing where the 1 is at all times. 8. Tone. Tone can alter someone's body, mind, or attitude. It is very broad and can be used to fill up a dance floor as well as heal human beings. Different tones have different effects, and sometimes it's a deciding factor as to whether someone wants to listen or not. When tones are healing, the one who is to be healed must also be willing. We are all one, ultimately, because without time and space, oneness is all that's left. So it is with music. There is really only 1 note, and it is heard as many different notes through time and space. Since there is only 1, let that 1 be healthy, i.e. play music that positively influences others. 9. Phrasing. A phrase is like a phase, and many times in your life, whenever you put your mind to something, you accomplished it. The only reason you ever fail at something is that you change your mind about that thing. Similarly, conscious use of phrasing can produce miraculous results. What you choose to play at the start of a show or a piece of music or a solo can determine how the listener will hear you later. You can use certain phrases to set up his ear or his emotions. For example, start with a singable, familiar sounding phrase that can repeat and be played behind the beat, and then lengthen the phrases and gradually get more complex, playing on top of the beat or even rushing slightly, and then come back to your original phrases. This has the effect of massive tension and release in the listener, which they'll applaud you for inevitably. Instead of focusing on the notes first, keep your mind on the feel, shape, and purpose of the phrase, and the notes will follow. 9. Space. 0 is a very powerful number because it represents nothing, and can bring any number back to nothing when multiplied by it. But it can also expand any number tenfold. Music lives in the space, the emptiness, inherent in all matter. In creating music, allow a shape to form by intention, but also surround it with space, and allow the space to shape the rest, rather than, quote, trying, when you try too hard, you push it away. Whatever you hold in your mind, don't let disrupting thoughts get in the way. Place your thoughts in the middle of a big fat zero. Like the nucleus of an atom, this is very powerful. When you learn to place yourself in the center, surrounding yourself with this space, then whatever you choose is certain. Before you can fully understand the notes, you must first understand the space you will place them in. Space can be seen as the birthplace of all things. That is why all things are eventually attracted back to it. This is the principle of zero. Give rests in music the same amount of attention as you give notes, or you'll rush. If we pay attention to rests and really learn how to use them, we find that they can speak louder and deeper than notes. You can make a noisy audience stop and listen through dynamic changes, or even better, through space. Learn how to make a rest speak louder than a note. Play a musical line and then start leaving out notes and putting the emphasis on the rests. Create space and then fill it with solid emotion. 10. Listening. Music, like all things, is vibration. That is all. Because we humans can hear music with our ears, we get stuck on the idea that that's all there is to it. Most of us wouldn't even consider the thought of seeing music or hearing a flower. What we hear, we do not see, and what we see, we do not hear. We think that music stops at the ears. That is a mistake. Vibrations can be felt in all places and all times, even with the eyes. Music can be seen if your awareness is broad enough. All experiences, as well as all music, are ordinary. It is up to you to add the extra that makes something extraordinary. But like most humans, you risk missing much of the present experience by putting part of yourself in future or in past experiences. Spend each moment in the now so that you and the experience can share each other and all that you have to offer. Only through the power of listening can you truly know anything. Most musicians seem to reserve their ears for themselves rather than open up their ears to the rest of the band. When you listen to other musicians more than you listen to yourself, you play better. The same is true in conversation. When you listen to people more than yourself, you know how to respond and support them in a better way, and it helps you know when to remain silent. Listening is a choice. 11. The dream. Most people tend not to approach music as being alive, as existing even before anyone creates it. And even then, they treat music as a creation separate from themselves. As children, we know that music is alive, but the more we learn, the less we feel. We must reorganize the natural gifts that have been buried deep down inside us. Practicing music will never take you as far as allowing yourself to completely let go while playing. Simply remember what music really feels like, and then you will know where to be and what to do next. It's simply a matter of remembering, enjoying, rejoicing, recognizing, playing, and knowing. Knowing to feel and express music freely without the need for approval or justification. Music is love, emotion, beauty, expression, harmony, communication, spirit, nature, vibration, God, not technique, scales, theory, etc. Talk to music, simply and honestly, and listen for answers. You can sit with her, talk with her, embrace her, laugh, and cry with her. You don't have to create her. She already exists and is waiting, whole, complete, and alive. It is an honor, a responsibility, and a joy to be a musician. It is only when you allow music to play you that you will know music completely, because then music and you will be one and the same. Only through the power of listening can you truly know anything.